Doris Meissner was Commissioner of the Immigration and Naturalization Service throughout the Clinton administration. She's joining us by phone from Mexico City. When you hear of the proposal for the temporary worker status, the card that would permit one to cross in and out of our borders, 3 years, incentives to return home, does it seem practical, feasible, or are we on another planet?
Well, first of all, I think you have to really back up from that. I mean, this was an outstanding speech, but it was done in a way that makes you ask the question, how much of this is politics and how much of this is an effort at real reform? I give the president the benefit of the doubt here, but this is very controversial territory, and these are proposals that are long overdue. Temporary worker programs have all kinds of difficulties with them, and this would have to answer a couple important questions. This idea of an incentive to go home afterwards, it really does need to be tested. By and large, the jobs and the job need remains, and the longer that people are in the United States, the more likely they are to make attachments in the mm-hmm. United States.
The president's proposal would greatly empower employers to figure out who could come into the country. If they could hire them, they could vouch this person has a job, therefore they come in. First of all, is that consistent with what has happened to date? And I guess as a corollary to that, if I wanted to bring in a housekeeper who doesn't have any other visa to get here, can I become an employer and bring somebody to America, do you think, under a temporary worker program?
My understanding of the program is, yes, that you could do that. You're a willing employer, and that would be a willing worker. I think, though, that the idea of putting employers at the front line of this is both a strength of what he's talking about and a real vulnerability in what he's talking about. The programs that we've had up until now take far too long. They're not responsive to the labor market, and this is an effort to try to have a much more market-driven way of connecting immigration and people to jobs. But the vulnerability is that it puts the employers heavily in the driver's seat, and in fact he said that the person would be subject to being required to go home if they lost their job, and not being able to move around the labor market means that employers have a very, very strong hold on workers that quickly can be an a recipe for exploitation. Now, he said that there would have to be strong enforcement of labor laws, workplace protections. That, of course, is the right response, but we have never put a lot of resources into that kind of enforcement. Our current laws don't work. He doesn't seem to be making any proposal for either additional resources or changes in those laws. So that needs a very close look.
If you were to hear a number of how many temporary worker cards could be issued so that it would address the current population of illegal workers coming into the U.S., what's the ballpark? What's the number that actually does the trick if people in overwhelming numbers signed up for the program?
Well, the legalization program under the 1986 law, 3 million people came forward. I have to imagine that it will be double or more now. We could probably be talking about as much as 9 or 10 million. These could be very large numbers.
Ms. Meissner, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Doris Meissner spoke with us from Mexico City, where she happens to be today. From 1993 until 2000, she was the commissioner of the Immigration and Naturalization Service in Washington, D.C.